The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Hunter Farrell. During the 1980s and 90s, Peru's Andes Mountains reverberated with acts of violence on an order of cruelty rarely experienced in modern history. Shining Path Liberation Army fighters killed and dismembered farmers, teachers, and children, leaving whole communities traumatized and families frozen in grief. Tragically, the Peruvian army responded in kind, inflicting gross violations of human rights, especially among indigenous communities. For 12 long years, we went to bed each night not knowing if the violence was coming for us, said Presbyterian elder and my research colleague, Omedo Huamani, of the indigenous community of Santa Barbara, Huanacavilaca. In the face of such profound moral injury, I found that the social psychologists expected the erosion of interpersonal trust, intimate relationships, and the capacity to plan for tomorrow. What surprised me, though, was the deep resilience I found among so many of the region's Christians. The biblical narrative of an all-powerful God who abides among God's people knows them by name and will not stop loving them, despite their experience, was celebrated and shared in every prayer meeting, worship service, and family devotional time I attended Huancavelica. By invoking God's watch care, people were enabled to hold on to each other. It won't surprise you, then, that the most popular hymn by far among Christians in the region is Psalm 121, the psalm's laser-like focus on God's protection helps me in my perceived self-sufficiency to right-size my sense of importance and remember in whose gracious hands I live. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are our rock and our shield. Remind us of life's fragility and of our need to hold on to each other, even as we look to you for protection and nurture. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.